This is K-Drama Time with Vinvi, a podcast where I get to talk about different Korean dramas, movies, and their most interesting scenes. This podcast is for those who are in love with Korean dramas and movies. Endless juicy gist is coming your way in a jiffy. Do well to subscribe using any available podcast app so you don't miss out on any beautiful moments. Please leave a review whenever you listen. Thank you. Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of K-Drama Time with Vinvi. Today I'm going to review episode 7 to 10 of The Devil's Judge. I've been so busy, no time to watch K-dramas, no time to review. Like, even the ones I've reviewed, episode 8 of Penthouse, I'm yet to edit it. Like, I've been so hooked up. Alright, The Devil's Judge is not like, it's nothing short of amazing. Like, it's a good one. It's a good one. They've been killing it back to back. When I say killing it, I mean they've been killing everything. Each episode is so unique, and with each episode everything just keeps getting intense. More dark secrets are being revealed. Like in episode 10 we found out that the man, the fraudster who like defrauded so many people in the country, and they said yes, the top people, the people on top, like the politicians on top, like, you know, they said they arrested a man and not knowing someone hidden somewhere and replaced him with another person in prison. Is that not crazy? That's so crazy. Like, to see that's the highest level of corruption. Well, I wouldn't say it's the highest level of corruption though, because like things are happening in the world, like things, unspeakable things, like terrifying things. Like, you keep wondering if it's a normal human, like a human that's like you, that is doing such things. Like, things are so like are happening in this world, and you should all go see The Devil's Judge. This drama keeps talking about the dark side of the world. I don't want to say the dark side of South Korea, because what's happening is that what they're just, you know, showing us in the drama, I would not say is just restricted to South Korea. No, it happens everywhere, even in my country, Nigeria. Like, where they are corrupt, greedy, selfish leaders who keep deceiving the people, and they just want everything for themselves, which doesn't make sense. Like, this, The Devil's Judge is a must watch. I'm not giving any spoiler, but you should go see it. I've already spoiled one part, that the fraudster who made so many people in, who defrauded so many people, or even made some people commit suicide and all, he's still around parading free. And wow, there's what Kang Yohan did when he took Kim Ga-eun to that fraudster's house. So he began pleading that, oh, he's sorry, he has repented for his sin, he has no money left. And the money he had left, the Minister of Justice, that lady took everything. And you know, Kim Ga-eun has a soft heart, he fell for it. Before we knew what was going on, we saw Kang Yohan. Kang Yohan is the man. Kang Yohan is the man. Everybody give it up for Kang Yohan. Yohan is the man, you know, giving us Vincenzo vibe. You can only deal with evil, like deal with evil with another evil method. That's it. So he just came, took the guy out, like quit this pretense, and he did something so shocking. So he dug, like he brought out bundles of money and locked the man's wife and daughter in the house. So the fraudster, to see he hasn't changed a bit, was like, my money, where did you get my money? and Kang Yo-han wanted Kim Gaon to see who humans truly are. Sorry, I'm spoiling this part, but it's the highlight of episode 7 to 10 for me. And he set the house on fire and the money on fire. Instead of the selfish, greedy man to go save his family, he went after money. That was when Kim Gaon realized that, wow, humans are monsters. And Kang Yo-han said it. Monsters are not born. The monster in you just gets awakened when you find the opportunity, or when opportunity arises. Okay, I've talked so much about Jin Sung, that's Kang Yo-han, and Kim Gaon. Okay, Jung Soo Ah, wow. So many things are happening. The lady is really, you know, she's really doing things. She killed the chairman of... Oh, I keep spoiling it. She killed the chairman of Social Welfare Foundation. I keep mistaking the name. She's Social Responsibility Foundation. That's the name of the non-governmental organization. And she's now the chairwoman of the board. Everyone is just power hungry in this drama, and I love to see it. Like, there's no aspect of this drama that is annoying. Everything keeps progressing. I love the use of, you know, psychology plus being badass. Like, I just like the fact that no one is good. Even Kim Gaon, that was trying to act holy as thou, he's now realizing that humans are not what he thinks like humans are. I just like how things are going in this drama. It's a nice one. Just watch it. I don't want to spoil much. Just watch it. You won't be disappointed, because the cinematography is on point, the soundtrack on point, color grading on point, the direction, the storyline, everything, the outfit, especially the life court. I love Kang Yo-han's vibe in the life court. Like, the Batman vibes he give, I like it. Just go see this. Go, if I keep talking, I will spoil everything. Go see The Devil's Judge. Is a must watch. It's a 16 episode series, and we have 6 more episodes left. Time really flies. I remember when episode 1 aired, and currently I'm waiting for episode 11 to air. So thank you guys for watching, and this is no YouTube. Alright, thank you guys for listening, and I will see you next time. That's very soon, in my next K-drama review. Let me know what you think about this drama, this episode 7 to 10, whichever you've seen of The Devil's Judge. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram. It's K-drama time with Vinve, and my personal page is Vinve_. Please like my podcast, share with your friends and fellow K-drama lovers. Until next time, bye. Thanks for listening to K-drama time with Vinve. Please subscribe to our podcast wherever you're listening from, and also follow us on Instagram. Thank you.